We'd like to call the first meeting of the World Trade State Federal Relations Committee of 1997 to order, and would ask the clerk to take the roll.
Representative Osterman.
Here.
Representative Powdery.
Here.
Representative Cott.
Here.
Representative Covina.
Here.
Representative Nicolai. Representative Phillips. Chair Barnes.
Present. There is a quorum present to conduct business. The first order of business, I would like to say that I have distributed to each of you a copy of the interim work that the committee has been doing. If you have any questions at a later date, I will be happy to answer them for you. And with that, today we have before the committee House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 relating to a new Alaska Liquefied Natural Gas Project. And at this time, we have also, in addition to the HCR CS for it, the CS has changes on page 4, lines 2 and 6. Prior to giving my statement in support of this, I would like to have a motion to adopt the CS. Representative Covina.
Madam Chair, I move that we adopt the H version CS dated 1/14/97.
Is there objection? Hearing none, the work draft relating to new Alaska Liquefied Natural Gas Project CS for House Current Resolution Number 1 World Trade is before us. Being one of the many sponsors, somewhere I do have a statement. Please do pass them out. HCR is before the House Special Committee on World Trade and State Federal Relations today. The resolution urges the establishment of a stable fiscal and regulatory environment in order to provide the best opportunity for a new LNG project to be economically viable and attractive. To ensure economic viability, a huge volume of 14 million metric tons of gas must be sold per year. The proposed LNG project would transport and market the North Slope gas resources in the Asian Far East market. It is believed there exists an opportunity in 2005 when demand in that market will rise enough to accept the volume of gas which this project would provide. A critical element is the likelihood Alaska's huge volume of gas could be displaced from the market for many years if smaller, more easily placed projects come online first. HCR 1 encourages the governor to work with North Slope leaseholders as well as the legislature, the federal government, and Congress to develop and complete the LNG project. The governor is asked to work with leaseholders to develop a contract for execution with those who appear likely to become sponsors of the project. The contract would point out the nature, degree, and duration of fiscal terms for the project and contractually guaranteeing the terms. The contract would be submitted to the legislature for ratification. The governor would also provide the legislature with enabling legislation to authorize the state of Alaska to formally enter into such a contract. The legislature encourages potential sponsors of the LNG project to find suitable measures to support and encourage Alaska businesses and residents to participate in construction and operation of the project. If built, the project would also be constructed so as to enable the marketing of gas to Alaska communities. The governor is asked to work with the leaseholders and Alaska congressional delegation to identify appropriate federal action to help expedite the project. He is also asked to identify and report to the legislature the form of participation in the project by the state of Alaska. That is the statement that I have to offer in support of this resolution. And at this time, I would ask Commissioner Shively to please join us at the table. Commissioner Shively.
Madam Chair, for the record, my name is John Shively. I'm the Commissioner of Natural Resources. I serve on the subcabinet group chaired by Commissioner Condon that is working with industry and Yukon Pacific and the legislature on this project. Commissioner Condon would have liked to be here, but he had to go to Anchorage, and so he has left me to testify on behalf of the administration. First of all, on behalf of the governor, I'd like to commend you as chair for the and the committee members and the task force members that worked over the interim for the work that you've done on this, and for sending what I think is a positive message that this project is going to take the cooperation of industry, broadly defined, the administration, the legislature, I think, to become a reality. And we do appreciate the cooperation that we've had with the work group, and we hope to continue that. We are here to testify in support of the resolution. We think it is another positive step in working on this project. It's really a continuation, I think, of work that was done between the administration and legislation last year. And so we think it is appropriate the resolution is adopted, recognizing that it is a continuation of a process we've all been working on. I only have one sort of specific comment to make, and I think it's important because we in the executive branch don't want people to necessarily think that some things are possible that might not be. And I'm working off of the old draft now because I just got the work draft, but it on the work draft it would be the further resolve that starts on line 9 on page 4, where it talks about us coming to the legislature with a contract to guarantee fiscal terms. And I think, have recognized that trying to provide fiscal stability for this project is an important piece of making it go forward. But we want to make sure that people understand that there are certain constitutional limits on binding future legislatures. We can actually bind the executive branch, but the legislature has its own authority, and I think there are ways to provide that stability, but they have to be carefully crafted, and it's one of the reasons that the legislature needs to be intricately involved in this process, because we will have to discuss that issue, and I know that is a very difficult separation of powers issue. But with that, Madam Chair, I will conclude my remarks, and I would be pleased to answer any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Mr. Commissioner, again today, allow me to say what a delight it is always to work with you, and how indeed pleasurable it has been to work with you this interim on these work sessions that we have had on the gas pipeline, on the discussion of this resolution, and I always look forward to working with you. I would also like to say that everyone in the administration has been most helpful and forthcoming, and for that we're eternally grateful. It makes it so much more delightful and pleasurable when we are able to work together to produce something for the good of the people of the state. I appreciate your comments in support of this resolution, and I do also appreciate the section that you bring to our attention. We know that is always a difficult section, but it is one that, at least in this resolution, the legislature is addressing up front as one of the possibilities that we might use to guarantee that this project gets off the ground. So with that, do members of the committee have questions of the commissioner? Representative Cabina.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner, I think I'd like you to expand a little bit more on your comment on that section. Is it, are you saying that it's after studying this issue for a while that it's your belief that it may not be constitutional to come into a contract like this, or are you not sure yet, or how far do you want to talk about this at this time?
Madam Chair, Representative Cabina, I, of course, as everyone knows, I'm not a lawyer. And so really this is work that's been done by the AG's office, but Commissioner Condon and I and others have discussed it. We believe we can enter into a contract. We believe we can submit a contract to the legislature. We believe that the legislature can authorize us to negotiate certain contracts. But we do not believe that there's 100% possibility that a future legislature could never change anything. How they might change it, I think, is the subject of some dispute. And I'm getting a little bit out of my arena here, but I think we believe that although a contract could be authorized and could be agreed to by the legislature and the administration, and probably could not be unilaterally changed either by the legislature or the administration, unless the legislature went back and took away the original authorizing authority to negotiate. And I don't know that we can guarantee that that could not be taken away. And I think the risk to the companies is fairly minimal, but we believe we should be upfront in letting people know that we think we can get, you know, somewhere between 95% and 99% of the way there, but I don't think we can get 100% of the way there in terms of totally eliminating all risk. Now, I do know that there are certain attorneys with the oil industry who believe somewhat differently, and we're continuing our discussions on that issue.
Well, I'll just follow that with great interest. I'm sure there'll be a lot of talk on that.
Additional committee members have questions? There being none, again, Commissioner, thank you so much. We always appreciate having you with us. Mark, do you have a sign-in sheet? Could I have it, please? Thank you. Does the person that is here for Commissioner Condon wish to speak, or is they just here for an informational purpose? Thank you. Then, George Finland, would you please come forward? Please identify yourself for the record.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, my name is George Finland. I'm the Government and Public Affairs Advisor for ARCO Alaska, working on our gas commercialization team. I'm here today to indicate ARCO's support of HCR1, Version 8. Concerning the committee substitute, we support the additional resolved on page 4, starting at line 2. We also believe that an opportunity now exists to make this project commercially viable. There's a positive climate within the legislature and administration. The market is receptive to our approaches. The producers have substantial team efforts to move the project forward, especially in finding cost reductions. And sound ideas for commercial structure are emerging. The 2005 date in this resolve does raise a matter of goals versus expectations, and we have a couple of comments to offer. A concept that has recently appeared in business planning is to set goals that conventional wisdom and current information say will be very, very hard to achieve. The idea is that by setting such a goal, people can be motivated to achieve even more. And we see this 2005 date in that light. We have indicated in the past in ARCO's previous public forums our expectations on project timing. We see that if everything goes well with no setbacks, and this is an extremely aggressive assumption, then first gas deliveries would be projected about 2007. Further, Far East buyers are telling us that they do not see LNG deliveries from Alaska until after 2005. They indicate that putting the required new LNG-fired power plants in place, for example, will take at least 10 years from today. Nevertheless, we support the resolution since we intend to continue trying to make this project economically viable as soon as possible. Madam Chair, as an aside, we have learned much in our market visits over the past few months and years, both about market characteristics and about how the market views Alaska. And if there's interest, we would be happy to make arrangements for additional information on these points from our marketing experts. So again, we support the resolution. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Finland. And of course, we know that 2005 is not cast in stone, but we do know that if you have no goals, you're not likely to accomplish anything. And if there's a time when you need to be able to have contracts signed and to show that you're working toward a target date, I think 2005 is the target date that you need to show. While you might not have the gas ready for the marketplace to 2007, you certainly could not get contracts signed unless you were showing that you were making that effort. Questions for committee members? There being none, Mr. Finlan, thank you so much. We appreciate you appearing before us once again.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
The next person signed up is Jeff Lorenfeld. Jeff, please identify yourself for the record and whom you represent, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, my name is Jeff Lowenfels. I'm President and CEO of Yukon Pacific Corporation. And we support strongly this resolution. Now, that may come as a surprise to some people in this room, and it may come as a surprise to some people here, because if you look carefully, we're not mentioned in this resolution. The leaseholders of the gas are mentioned in this resolution. And that's fine with us. We have permits for this project. We will work with the leaseholders in every possible way. We do not view 2005 as a goal. We view 2005 as a necessity. So I think we'll be able to supplement some of the urgency that this legislature has indicated. And I think in that regard, I just would like to give the committee what we consider to be a best case development scenario from this project, for this project.
Please proceed.
We are able to do so. Thank you, Madam Chair. We're able to do so because we hold the permits for this project. And again, I want to make very, very sure that everybody understands that from our perspective, the fact that Yukon Pacific or CSX Corporation is not mentioned in this resolution in no way deters our resolve to support this legislation, in no way deters our resolve to see this project completed on a timely basis so that Alaska can stand forward in the marketplace, so that Alaska can capture the LNG market from 2005 and well beyond. 14 million tons, Madam Chair, as you know, is just the beginning. We have a tremendous future in producing additional quantities of natural gas in liquefied natural gas form above and beyond what Phillips Petroleum is doing out of Cook Inlet. We are very supportive of this legislation. We will continue to work extremely hard with regard to this project, and if there is any information that we can provide you, please do not hesitate to call upon us. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Questions for Mr. Lowenfeld from committee members? Any committee members? Representative Cabina.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just one thing. I hadn't seen this before, so it's obviously very specific on your timelines. A lot of what I hear seems to indicate that it's very hard to actually do sales contracts or negotiate with the buyers yet when you don't know the price and how much it's really going to cost this whole project. And a lot of work needs to be done before you really can sit down and do those things with them. But this indicates that you think it can be done a lot quicker.
I certainly do think it can be done a lot quicker. I am aware of the fact that in two separate instances, Australia and Malaysia, the Japanese have written letters, what they call expressions of interest, to two individual companies or two individual projects, requesting that they move forward in developing the necessary kinds of information. And here we are in Alaska, and those are instances where the gas has not been developed and is not coming out of the ground. As Mr. Lewis, my associate, says, we have this artesian well up there producing gas. The Japanese have gone to those countries and said, we have an interest in your gas. They can't do that here because they realize that the permit holders and the gas owners are split. They hear different things from the different gas owners with regard to their timings for this project. So I am well aware of the fact that there is a great deal of conversation that you've got to have the exact price before you can enter into a contract. That's true. But you don't have to have the exact price to enter into contract negotiations. You have a range. You develop that range. You present that range to the buyers, and the buyers work with you. And under several different scenarios, there is ample ability to be able to do this project by a 2005 timeframe. But you will never be able to do the project by a 2000 timeframe by saying it can't be done. It's never been done before. I mean, these are things that don't fit into the Alaskan vocabulary. And I'm hearing far too much of that stuff, not only from some legislators, but from some members of the public. That's not in the Alaskan vocabulary as far as I'm concerned. Remember when we used to say we don't care how they do it outside? Well, we don't, do we? And if we do, then we're in trouble. because we're not Alaskans anymore, we're just everybody else. And I have to go one step further, if I may. I think, you know, we've done enough work on this project, and Madam Chair, with your permission, I'd like to just...
You may proceed.
I'd like to pass out one more piece of information, which some of you have seen, some of you have not seen, with regard to some comparisons of the various LNG projects. We have one project that's competition for this particular market that's 50% more expensive than our project. Now, you know, again, from my perspective, I don't care if there are projects out there that are far more competitive than our project. They're not Alaskan projects. And we have to do everything we possibly can to bring forward the Alaskan project. And I'm not scared by any project that's out there. The TAGS project is far better and far more desirous, or the markets are far more desirous of getting involved in an Alaskan project than they are in Indonesia further, than they are in the Middle East further, because Alaska is viewed as a stable country. Now, we talk an awful lot, and maybe I'm going out of turn here, Madam Chair, and please interrupt me if I am.
Well, we're very happy to hear your remarks.
We're often talking to ourselves here in Alaska about what a terrible place this is to do business, and that's simply not true. From my perspective, Alaska is too good a place to do business, and that's the problem we have. And we give too much leeway in terms of development of the resources that belong to the people of the state of Alaska. So I'm heartened when I hear Mr. Finland from ARCO step forward and support this resolution. I think that's a tremendous, tremendous endorsement of the work that you've done. Our endorsement of this is probably a little less tremendous, but we do endorse the work that you've done, Madam Chair, and we echo ARCO's comments. We are quite pleased to see this resolution move forward, and I say that with full knowledge that Yukon Pacific isn't even mentioned in this resolution. This resolution is good for the state of Alaska, and that's what counts above and beyond everything else. And I thank you very, very much for putting up with a lot of whining from Yukon Pacific over the years, for opening up your doors, all of you, to hear from Yukon Pacific. And I think the more we're able to communicate, the more clear it becomes just exactly what needs to be done in order to move this project forward. So, and I might add, I'm quite pleased to hear Commissioner Shively's remarks, and I was very pleased to hear Mr. Cunningham's remarks yesterday. There's no question in my mind that we're all beginning to pull the oars together, or as Mr. Cunningham said, we're all beginning to sing off the same sheet of music. So we're quite pleased, and we thank you very, very much for the work that you've done.
Well, I must say, Jeff, that you are a believer.
You bet.
And you are one person that, above all else, has been beating on doors and trying to bring Alaska's gas to market. And for that, I am very appreciative.
Thank you.
And I'm sure that you've learned over these last few months that can't is very difficult for me to say.
I love it.
I have never been one that said you can't do something, because I believe that we in Alaska can do almost anything that we set our mind to. And I think that when the gas pipeline was built, as far as I'm thinking of that pipeline, I would say that it's one of the natural wonders of the world. And if we could build it, certainly we could build a 36-inch line to get our gas to market. And because it has been done once, it should be a lot more cost-effective to do it the second time. And I do believe that those people that say that we have to wait are being short-sighted. They're being short-sighted as it relates to the marketplace, because I truly believe that if we don't have some contracts in place by 2005, that those smaller projects, primarily owned by Exxon, will displace us in that marketplace. I do know that there will be growth in the market in years to come, but I don't believe that we can get 14 million metric tons a year into the market with those other smaller projects competing, unless we get in there first. So I appreciate all that you've done. I'm sure every member of this legislature appreciates what you've done. And no, you are not mentioned in the resolution, because you are not an owner of the gas. You are an owner of permits, which we have no control over. But the resource that is in the ground belong to the people of the state of Alaska. And that's why you're not mentioned in this resolution.
Well, Madam Chair, I certainly appreciate that, and as I hear you speak, I'm getting a little quivery. I mean, I've been doing this for 15 years. This is such an important thing for the state of Alaska. You know, people thought I was crazy when I came up here and I said, you know, we can garden in a different way up here. And a lot of people garden in a different way now. And I'm quite convinced that a legacy that at least maybe Yukon Pacific will have leave to the state of Alaska, in addition to perhaps continued some good gardens, is this pipeline project. And it is important. It is a religion. And I would leave you with one last remark, and I think you've got the religion, frankly. I know you have the religion, and you're probably the high priestess of this religion. You have a couple of your high priests with you, Gene Kabina in particular. And that is this, that when the Nishiwiwai representative spoke at the Alliance on Saturday, he did point out, you will never do an LNG project anywhere in the world unless it becomes religion. And for those who are offended by my religious attitude about this project, I apologize. But I feel as strongly about this as many people feel about other religious issues. Again, I bow to you, Madam Chair, who I will not facetiously but quite seriously call the High Priestess of Natural Gas. Thank you very, very much. And if there's anything we can do, please let us know.
I think I'd give that title to somebody else.
No other questions? I will.
Does any of the members of the committee have questions or comments?
Madam Chair.
Representative Kabina.
I just want to reiterate, too. This guy right here has taught me a whole lot in the last year, and he just hasn't brainwashed me about things, but he's really helped provide me with a lot of information. I've adopted him as one of my constituents.
Thank you.
No, he doesn't live in my district, but the project that he proposes would have great benefit to my district. And I think to the whole state. So I think we owe him a thank you also, because it's been, he's gone through some very tough times here. He's crawling up a ladder there without any steps on it at times, you know, and it gets pretty slippery. And
been there, done that.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Well, I thank you. I'm not doing it alone. Of course, you know that Mr. Lewis is right there with me, and very often I get too much of the credit and really.
Thank you again, Jeff. We appreciate all that you have done. List. The next person signed up to testify is Mark Bendinsky. Mark, please state for the record your name and who you represent.
For the record, my name is Mark Vendersky. I'm the commercial manager for gas for BP Exploration Alaska. My comments are very, very similar to Arco's, so I'll be very brief. Representative Barnes and the task force have done an excellent job. They've gained a thorough understanding of the issues. And we have reviewed the resolution, and BP thoroughly, wholeheartedly endorses the resolution. And we also can endorse this committee substitute.
Thank you very much. Members of the committee have questions, comments? There being none, it's been a pleasure to work with you as well. We look forward to working with you closely, especially between now and 2005.
Thank you.
Next person on the list, Beverly Mitska, would you please come forward? Beverly, please identify yourself and whom you work for the record.
Beverly Mitzer, Exxon's Business Development Manager, responsible for commercialization of the Alaska Gas Reserves. I'd like to first thank the committee for its effort in supporting the issues that need to be resolved before a project can go forward. And would like to state that Exxon is very interested in commercializing the gas reserves on the North Slope and is supportive of HCR number one. As pointed out in the resolution, Alaska has abundant reserves. There will be benefits for Alaskans in the way of jobs and domestic natural gas. There's also strong international competition within the worldwide LNG market and a need to provide competitively priced LNG. To make the investment viable, there must also be long-term contractual relationships between the parties, as stated in the resolution. And this commitment should be backed by a long-term, stable, and appropriate fiscal regime. In regards to the modifications recently proposed here today, we do agree that there is an opportunity in the marketplace beginning around 2005 for increasing demand in the Far East, and that's a continuing growing demand and is open for economic opportunities. I'd also like to mention that a key for the project is that it be economic to attract investors and that it be competitive in the worldwide marketplace. And therefore, we would respectfully request that referrals to the LNG project recognize the need for it to be an economic LNG project. So in summary, consistent with the resolution, Exxon agrees that the state should work to provide a stable and appropriate fiscal and regulatory environment to give a new Alaska LNG project the best opportunity to become economically and competitively attractive. And we look forward to working with the state legislature and administration in doing that.
Thank you. Committee members have questions of Beverly? Let the record reflect that Madam Speaker and Irene joined us, and that we now have a full complement to our committee. The members have any questions or comments for Beverly? Beverly, there being none, we appreciate you coming and testifying in support of this resolution.
Thank you.
Mark, is there other people signed up to testify? Is there any member of the public that is not signed up to testify that wishes to come forward and testify on this resolution? There being none, the chair would entertain a motion to pass this resolution from the committee as amended.
So moved.
Representative Nicolai has moved CS for House Concurrent Resolution Number 1, World Trade, from the committee with individual recommendations. Madam Speaker.
Madam Chairman, would you please briefly tell me what the amendment was?
It's on page 4, line 2 through 6. It adds 2005, essentially.
Just the year.
Okay. Is there any objection to moving this substitute from the committee with individual recommendations? There being none, so ordered. Would you please circulate the sign-in sheet? And Madam Speaker and Representative Nicolai, did I place these?
Yeah, I have one.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good. Sign-out sheet for the bill. The bill. Where's your hard copy at?
It's upstairs.
You have to have it here.
Oh.
Would the committee please stand at ease?
We like the meetings.
You know? Sit down and talk. I mean,
you would wait just a minute, do you?
George.
Thanks.
George.
Is that exactly right again?
Okay. That's it.
Thank you for joining me.
You're very welcome.
At the table. Appreciated. Enjoyed thoroughly your company again.
I think he's being a little sarcastic. Don. Fell, Southeast Timberman for many, many years.
Jack Phelps.
Oh, Don Fell.
Oh, Fell.
Just passed away.
Oh.
Long time, Southeast Timberman. Yeah.
Just,
yeah.